Hey, welcome back to Beyond the Ring Short Stories. My name is Jeff Wells. I have the privilege of being your host. I share with you stories from over 20 years and 10 different Olympics, engaging in gospel conversations with people from all over the world. I like to say Olympic ministry outreach is like Acts 1:8, all in one place. Jesus said, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth." And literally, I will get to engage in gospel conversations with people geographically from all over the globe. And so I think it's a very exciting, unique opportunity to engage in gospel conversations. Oftentimes, we are planting the seeds of the gospel. Maybe we're the first person to talk to them about Jesus, or the 18th. So we're either planting the seed for the first time, or we're watering seeds that have already been planted. It's not uncommon to engage with people who have grown up in church and have either moved away from their faith or been hurt through some situation and have blamed God and removed themselves from Christian community. And so there are many opportunities to engage in gospel conversations during the Olympic Games. Often, as part of the Beyond the Rings ministry, we ask people to do three things: to pray, give, and share. And pray is what I want to talk to you about today. Obviously, as a pastor and as a ministry leader, I'm going to encourage people to be praying for me and the Beyond the Rings ministry that will take place during the Olympic Games. This year, beginning on January 1st of 2024, I began a daily prayer initiative called Pray Around the World in 206 Days. You may or may not know this, but from January 1st of 2024 to July 25th of 2024 is 206 days. And so the idea behind this prayer initiative is to encourage people all over to be praying for the Olympics. There's three major sections to the daily prayer post, which I share on beyondtherings.net, Beyond the Rings Facebook page, and Beyond the Rings Ministry Instagram, as well as my own personal Facebook page. And many people are praying and they're sharing those. And the three sections include, we pray for a country that is planning to participate in the Summer Olympics. So they're sending athletes. This could be USA, it could be Brazil, it could be India, it could be any number of countries. I think the last count I saw was like 198 countries planning to send athletes. And sometimes that fluctuates because some countries are only sending one athlete and that athlete gets injured or whatever. And so they don't even get to go. But the idea is we're going to pray for a country that is planning to participate in the Olympics. I'm going to share a scripture with you. It's usually just one or two verses, just to remind us of what God is doing, and how, his scripture is alive and active and, is changing lives. And we want him to be speaking into us as we pray for the country. And then the third thing is a sport, one of the Olympic sports. And I do this for two. I do both of these, the country and the sport, for a selfish reason as well, is I want to know more about the countries. I want to know more about the people who will be in the Olympic host cities during the games. I want to recognize better the flags. You can't miss Old Glory, right? Old Glory's easy to recognize anywhere. And it's exciting as an American when you're at the Olympic Games and you see an American. Right then, instantly, you have a connection and you're talking with them and you're celebrating. But I remember being in the Olympic Park in London 2012 in this family. It was a mom and dad and a teenager and a couple of younger children. And the kids were just decked out from head to toe in Great Britain's colors. And they were proud. And they looked awesome. And I've got a picture with them. And it was so much fun getting to talk with them and joking with them. In fact, I think they were walking by me and I said something along the lines of, you know, mom and dad, I really wish you would encourage your children to be more patriotic for your country. And of course, they got a big joke, a laugh out of that because they were, you know, they had face painted. They, you know, they were decked out. And it was fun to be able to do that, to engage in that, you know, banter that led to great conversations. But I want to learn more about the countries and their flags so that I know just a little bit more about the people that I'm engaging with, because we all have limited knowledge. We all have stereotypes. And so we want to move past those limited knowledge and stereotypes to discover the people that are from those countries. And then same thing with the sport. You know, even though I've been to 10 Olympics, I've not been to, you know, a ton of Olympic sporting events. I've been to several, but I'm constantly learning about the different Olympic sports. I can't remember what year it was, what Olympics it was, but team handball. We had gotten tickets to a team handball event, and I'm like, what is that? I had no idea what team handball was. That's what we call it in America. It's very popular in Europe. And it's kind of like hockey, but you're in a gymnasium instead of on an ice rink. And instead of using a stick and a puck, you're using your hands and a ball. And you can only take like two steps and then you have to get rid of the ball. You can only bounce it. And it's intense. I mean, and I really enjoyed watching that live. And I learned this is a pretty cool, intense sport. I had no idea what team handball was. A lot of Americans have no idea what team handball was. Same thing with curling. Up until recently, curling was a very foreign sport for Americans. It's grown in popularity, but it's still not as widely known as like basketball or soccer, or, you know, I'm sorry, football. And so it helps me learn more about the sport. But I'm praying for the athletes and the coaches and the families of those athletes and coaches as they're working hard and preparing for the Olympics. And I'm praying not only that they will do their best athletically and in their competition, but that they will have an opportunity to encounter somebody when they're at the games who can share with them the gospel of Jesus Christ. I pray that for the country as well. As I'm learning about the flag and more about the people from that country, I'm learning about how I can pray for those people and that I will engage and encounter some of those people so I can share the gospel with them. That's how God works. I've had opportunities, and the team that I've ministered with in the past, Action Ministries International, have had opportunities to engage in gospel conversations with people that only God would arrange. And sometimes from countries that are very hostile to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And yet here we are in a neutral setting, if you will, during the Olympic Games and getting to have conversations with them about Jesus Christ. It's just a profound reminder that God is always at work, and we need to be praying for that work. So we invite you to join us in prayer. Check out Pray Around the World in 206 Days. Again, you can find out more about that at beyondtherings.net and the Beyond the Rings Facebook page and Instagram page, and my personal web Facebook page as well. We just want to get the word out. We just want to increase the prayer warriors. And you may be like, I'm not a prayer warrior. Okay. Do like some people I know. They look at this simple little post every day. They pray and then they move on with their day. You don't have to be a prayer warrior on your knees for 5 hours a day to be impactful in your prayer. But we invite you to pray along with us and pray around the world in 206 days. Thanks again for joining me today for this edition of Beyond the Rings Short Stories. Again, we look forward to you until we see you next time, okay? See you then.